Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. Have you ever accidentally locked yourself out of your house? Well, I did that last year. I came home after working here all day, unlocked the front door, went into my house, put my keys down, and went out the back door. When I finished getting what I wanted from the garage, I went to the back door and it was locked. But I had left the window next to it ajar, so I rolled the trash bin away, took off the screen, pushed open the window as far as it would go, which was 10 inches, just enough for me to squirm through on my stomach, and I managed to push myself through the windowsill and delicately maneuvered over the artfully placed baskets of fruit I had under the window. With one final Olympic gymnastic movement, I was through the window and onto the floor. Relief, I made it. So I opened the back door and went back out to retrieve the things I had left on the driveway. And the back door slammed shut. Yes, it did, without me unlocking it. I could not believe it. So I had to go through those window gymnastics all over again. And this time doing that again was very tiring. I was not so delicate with the fruit under the window. So I immediately got my back door spare key and put it in a pot among my gardening things. Have you ever accidentally locked your keys in the car with the motor running? My dad managed to do that when I was a teenager. We had been invited by family friends to meet at a Moroccan restaurant. My dad parked the car, we all got out, and my dad charged ahead, probably because of the belly dancers and not the food. My mom nonchalantly said to him, "Frank, you left the motor running and the doors are locked." Locked doors can be accidental or deliberate. Today's gospel begins with hearing that the disciples had locked themselves deliberately in the room they were staying. And it was because of fear. They did not want to be discovered by the authorities. And even though Peter, John, and Mary and other disciples had had encounters with Jesus after he rose from the dead, they did not understand or experience the full impact of the risen life of Jesus, and I sometimes think neither do we. Thus the disciples had bolted shut the door of that rented room, locked themselves in out of fear. Now, biblical scholars note that many first century dwellings would not have had an exterior door, even. That would have been considered a luxury. And if someone was wealthy enough in the city of Jerusalem to have an outside door, it would have been bolted on the inside. There was no outdoor key. So the writer of this gospel uses the locked door that the disciples were hiding behind to invite us into the emotions of that moment. Once I was living in a second-story apartment, and I was awakened at a noise at my bedroom window. I could see silhouetted a man trying to force open my bedroom window. I bolted out of bed. He moved away toward my front door. I stepped into my living room and saw my door handle going back and forth. But the door was locked and the deadbolt was set, but my heart was racing with fear. My hands were shaking so badly I couldn't dial 911. My only way out from that second-story apartment would have been by the kitchen window, but I would have jumped if that intruder had gone in the front door. So the fear that the disciples had must have been so intense that they hid behind a locked door. They did not want to be found because they did not want to meet the same death that Jesus had gone through, their leader. Thus, into that locked room, filled with fear and anxiety, into the locked room with locked hearts, not knowing what to do next, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." He acknowledged their deepest need. He met their fears where they were, and does so for the same for us. So we spent a moment and showed them his hands and his side where the nails had been. And they responded with joy. So when the intruder at my apartment finally left, and I had been standing there for what I thought was forever, my heartbeat began to return to normal, and the fear that had gripped my stomach finally went away. Because that ordeal had been so intense, my relief and joy was overwhelming. Now think of the ordeal the disciples had been through weeks before, seeing Jesus arrested, brought out into public view after being brutally whipped, watching him carry his cross, seeing the nails being driven into his hands and feet at crucifixion, and then finally witnessing him die. We don't read of all these disciples staying there at that moment because they were too afraid. So this day, Pentecost, is a day we celebrate transition from fear to fearlessness. It happened behind a locked door. Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive my spirit." The account in the first reading from Acts describes that they were all together in a room, and suddenly from heaven there came a violent wind, and it filled the whole house, and divided tongues as of fire rested on each of them, and all of them were filled with the Spirit of Jesus. So these followers of Jesus, who had locked themselves into a room because of fear, now suddenly were released of all their fear, broke open the doors, and began to witness to the power and presence of Jesus. The spiritual significance must not be lost. Doors and doorways are symbols and places of transition. This was a crucial moment that happened behind a locked door. Those who had been afraid now preached that Jesus could give everyone that peace and power the world cannot give. And that day was the birthday of our Christian church. Those disciples went out into the world and boldly invited us and the whole world to join them. And that is why we celebrate this day, that the Spirit of Jesus is for us to receive and it is for us to use. Gifts of the Spirit, like we heard in the second reading. Those gifts are to be used to set people free, to set ourselves free. And Jesus did not restrict the blessing to those in that upper room. It is for all of us to receive and use. receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. In other words, we have the power to help another let go of their fear. Those dark places that they have locked shut in their hearts. We have the power to say to another, you don't have to carry that fear or that bad habit or that lack of love or that sin anymore. We have the ability to begin a healing process by saying, I was wrong. I am sorry. Forgive me. The presence of the Holy Spirit can truly do more than we could ask or even imagine. I pray that each time before I preach. Otherwise, I could allow fear of failure to rule me. But if I give myself to God and say, use me, then I do need to let go and let God use me and not be afraid. The apostles believed in the gift and the power they had received and let God use them. And so because they opened the doors, those locked doors, we get to worship today. Open whatever is locked in your hearts to God's love and God's freedom of grace. But it is not easy if fear has kept you down. But open the door. By the way, the next time you look at our chapel, notice the doors. They only lock from the inside. To open the front doors, you have to get a key and go through the sacristy doors at the side of the chapel, turn on the lights, go all the way to the back where the front doors are, lift the bolts from the floor, and push open that heavy door. It is quite a process. It is quite a process to let go of any fear. Fear immobilizes us. Indecision immobilizes us. It is heavy and it drains us. What unlocks a closed heart is faith, that we have what it takes to do what we need to do. What unlocks a closed heart is love, that we are accepted for who we are and for the person God wants us to be. What unlocks a closed heart is hope, that we have the freedom to go forward without fear and the gifts we have been given to use them. So if you find that you have accidentally or deliberately locked yourself out of your house, your soul, your very self, then take the key of the Holy Spirit and go through and breathe in the Spirit of Jesus Christ and be free. Amen.